Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Tainis Daf Chaf Hei, the last daf in the third parak of Maseches Tainis, the Pirka de Chasida, and it lives up. This daf lives up to that title, as we have many, many more stories of tzaddikim and of stopping of a lack of rain. Today's shir is sponsored by Dr. David Lander and Arnav's wife and children. It's also sponsored by Friends of the Beach Minyan, the Zchus Refuah Shalema for Aryeh David Alevi Ben Yehuda Shira, and it's also sponsored by Avi and Esti Goldstein and family, Lizeh Nishmas, their beloved son, my beloved Talmud, Zachary Goldstein, Chaim Tzvi ben Avram, upon his third yard site, which is Wednesday, the 4th of Teves, his Neshama Shneven Aliyah, and we thank all of the sponsors very, very much for the sponsorship. So we are holding about 10 lines from the bottom of the page on Daf Chav Dalet Amud Beis. We are at Rabbi Chanina ben Dosan. The Gemara is going to have 8 different stories about Rabbi Chanina ben Dosan. That's going to take us till past the midpoint of Chav Hei Amud Aleph. Then the Gemara is going to talk about the dream of Rabbi Elazar ben Pedas, about his poverty. He had some sort of dream relating to his poverty and a conversation that he had with the Ribbono Shel Olam about his poverty. And then the Gemara is going to have 5 different stories about fasting for rain. Two stories where initially it didn't rain, and then other stories as well about fasting for rain. And along the way, we're going to learn how Klal Yisrael is compared both to an Erez and to a Tamar, to two different types of trees, and why we're compared to two different types of trees. The Gemara is going to talk about Rabbi Eliezer fasting and praying for rain, but him being not as effective as Rabbi Akiva, and why it is that Rabbi Akiva's tefillos were more effective than those of Rabbi Eliezer. And then the Gemara is going to talk about how deeply saturated the ground has to be till you get to the point where you don't daven for rain anymore. And the Gemara is going to discuss what happens if it rains on a fast day, and how early on the fast day would you say that if it rains, you no longer need to fast, and when do we say, you know what, once we started the fast, we're going to continue the fast, we're going to finish the fast, even though it already began to rain on that fast day. So let's begin again, Chav Dalet and Beis, 10 lines from the end of the page. Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa v'kazel borcha, asa mitra. Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa was traveling and it started to rain. So he offered a tefillah and he said, Ribbono Shel Olam, everyone else is happy because they need rain, but it's really annoying for me because I'm trying to travel and it's difficult to travel when it's raining. So pasuk mitra, right away it stopped raining. When he got to his house, he got to his house, he said, everyone is bitzar because it's not raining, and Chanina's okay because I don't own any fields or anything, so I don't need it to rain. But asamitra, it started to rain. So Amar Rav Yosef, meaning either way, it's not right. It's not right that people should be bitzar. So once he was home, it started to rain. Amar Rav Yosef, Maya Hanyulitz Lusa Tchon Gadol Legabi Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa. Look how powerful Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa's tefillah is, that he's able to affect the rain based on his own travel schedule. So Kohen Gadol's tefillah doesn't stand a chance against Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa. Ditnan, where we see Kohen Gadol's tefillah relates to this, Hayimispal tefillah katzara beis achitzon. On Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol goes out into the beis achitzon and he's mispal the tefillah katzara. My matzli, what is the tefillah katzara that he davens? Rav Barad v'Rava Barad Damri Tarvayu Mishmed Rav Yehuda. They both said in the name of Rav Yehuda, Yiratzom l'fnecha Hashem Elokeinu shtei hashana azu geshuma u'shchuna. The Kohen Gadol davens that the year should be a rainy and hot year. Shchuna mal yasi, is a hot year a good thing? Adrab agriusi. No, it's going to dry up the ground. It's going to be much more difficult if it's a hot year. Ela im shchuna tei geshuma tlula. No, the tefillah is that if it is a hot year, then it should be compensated for with extra rain and extra dew in order to still moisten the ground. Then the Kohen Gadol will continue, and this is the part that we're interested in. This is the part that we're bringing this for, that the tefillah of the Ovri Drachim should not come to your attention, Ribbono Shel Olam. Rav Acha Brei D'Rava Masayim Shmei D'Rav Yehuda, and Rav Acha Brei D'Rava concluded the tefillah in the name of Rav Yehuda, that this is all part of the tefillah k'tzara, lo yadi avit shulton mid beis Yehuda, that the rulership should not leave the house of Yehuda, and the Jewish people should not require parnasa from each other, nor should they require to accept parnasa from other people. But the middle part of that tefillah is that tefillos over Yidrachim, that people who are traveling and don't want it to rain might ask that the Ribbono Shel Olam should make it not rain. So Hashem, don't listen to those tefillos. But you see, when Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa was traveling and he didn't want it to rain, Hashem did listen to his tefillos. So the tefillah of the Kohen Gadol doesn't stand a chance against the tefillah of Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa. Second story of Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa. Am Rabbi Damarav, b'chol yom v'yom bas kol yotzis v'meres, kol yom kulun lizim b'shvil Chanina b'niv, Chanina b'niv dayu b'kav charuv merev Shabbos merev Shabbos. That every single day a baskel would come out and say that the entire world is supported because of the zuchus of Chanina b'ni, of Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa, but he himself, he's living in poverty. He has a kav charuvim from Erev Shabbos to Erev Shabbos. That's all he can afford. One kav of buxer, that's all he eats. And you find this very often, that in the zuchus of the tzaddik, the whole world is supported, but the tzaddik himself doesn't get that bracha. He's not the recipient of that bracha. It's just channeled through him to everybody else. And that's what Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa was like. The third story of Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa, Avergila debitul lemichma tanuru kol malid shabbata. His wife used to heat up the oven every Erev Shabbos, even though they didn't have anything to put in the oven. V'shadya k'tartan, she'd put something into the oven that would make it smoke, that would make it look like she was baking something, so smoke would come up from the oven. But and she would do that mishum kisufa, because it was embarrassing for her that she had nothing to put in the oven. Rashi says she was embarrassed because her neighbors were all baking nice challahs l'kavod Shabbos, and she wasn't doing anything. Magen Avraham and Siman Reish Mem Beis uses this as the source for the idea that one is supposed to bake l'kavod Shabbos, that a person is proper to bake l'kavod Shabbos. Darkei Moshe brings a raya from the Mordechai that the women used to bake in their homes past l'kavod Yom Tov, and he says there were no way to bake l'kavod Shabbos as well. And he says it's mitakaras Ezra that a woman would wake up early in order to bake an erev Shabbos. So the Chida in Machzik Bracha wonders takaras Ezra was only that she would wake up early to bake on a day that she needed to bake in order that she'll have a pas that she'll have bread in order to give to poor people. It doesn't say anything in Takanas Ezra about Erev Shabbos, so maybe this, the Magen Avraham says, is a better source, that you find that it was called Mali de Shabbata. It was on Erev Shabbos. She didn't want to be embarrassed from her neighbors. Her neighbors were baking on Erev Shabbos, so that's a raya, that one is supposed to bake on Erev Shabbos. The Kavod Shabbos person is supposed to bake challah. So Avlei Hachshiv Vasa Bishta, she had a certain neighbor who was not a nice woman, and Amra Michta, the neighbor said, you know, I know that the Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa's wife doesn't have anything, so I don't understand how her oven is always smoking up. She doesn't have anything to put in it. So Michael, hey, what's going on over here? So she wanted to be a yanta and she wanted to look what was going on. So Azla v'tarfa abava, she went and she knocked on Mrs. Chanina ben Dosa's door. Ichsva va'ilu l'indruna. So Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa's wife, Rebetzin Chanina ben Dosa, was embarrassed that she was going to be caught without any food, and that she's doing this whole ruse in order to make it look like she's baking. So she went into an inner room where she won't be seen. As the neighbor was peering through the window, she saw an oven full of bread and a kneading bowl full of dough. So the neighbor said, Mrs. Chanina ben Dosa, Rebetzin, you better go grab the kalim that you need to do Radiyas HaPas to take the dough out of your oven and say all your bread is about to burn. She couldn't believe it, but the oven was full of bread. So Amrullah, the wife of Chanina ben Dosa, said, that's why I went into the inner room. I went to go fetch the kalim that I need in order to take the bread out of the oven. Satana, afhi lahavi marda nichnasa mneshum melmedes benisim. She wasn't even lying. That's actually why she went into the room, because she was melmedes benisim, so she knew that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was going to make a nes for her. So she knew she was going to need those kalim. Rabbi Yaakov Emden raises the question, but wait a second, it's also to be nehene mi maisa nisim, so how was she allowed to use that bread? So it doesn't say anywhere that she used that bread, but maybe even the hana'a of being saved the embarrassment, how was she allowed to be nehene from maisa nisim? So Rabbi Yaakov Emden says that she must have had a little bit of flour, and she needed a very, very tiny amount of dough, and put that in the oven, and you find by the maisa of the Yisra Tzarafis in the Malachim Parak Aleph, and the Maisa of Eishes Ovadia in Melachim Aleph, rather, and the Maisa of Ovadia in Melachim Beis, where you find that that there were two Nevi'im Gedolim, and they needed a Nes, and the Nes needed something to be Chal on. The Issa to be Nenem, Maisa Nisim, maybe is only when it's a Yesh Me'ayim kind of Nes, but maybe if it starts with something, and the Nes is a Nes of Riboy, the Nes is a Nes of an expansion of that which already exists, maybe in such a case there's no Isser to be Nana from Maisa Nisim. So that way she was able to be Nana in this case. So now says the Gemara another story about Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa. I think we're up to story number 4. So I'm going to debit to Ad Amos Nesel and Nesar Kuleihai. His wife said, you know, it's very difficult to live in poverty like this. How long are we going to live like this? So I'm going my Navid. He said, well, what would you like me to do? So by Rachmidi Nesu Lachmidi. Well, you have this great Koach HaTfila. Go daven that you should get something. And on the margin it adds in the Girsa, Mitivusa Degeniza Tzadiki Le'al Madasi, that the actual original plan was that you should get some of the good that's coming to you in the Olam Emes, La'asalavo, so you should get an advance payment on that which you deserve. So by Rachmi Yatsuk, so he davened, Yatsuk Min Pisas Yad, a hand came out from heaven, Vyavale Chadkar de Ptur de Dava, and he got one leg of a golden table, which is obviously very valuable, a golden table leg. So Chazi B'chalma, then he saw in a dream, Atidi Tzadiki Yidachli Ptur de Dava, and the Iu Aptura the Treikari, that all the other tzaddikim were eating on a table that had three legs, and he, La'asadavo, is going to be eating on a table that has only two legs. So I'm going with all the girsos that changes on the side. So Amar La, so he said to his wife, Nichalach de Mechalachli Kuli Alma Aptura de Mishalim Vana Aptura de Michzer, is that how you want it to be? That La'asadavo, everyone's going to have a full table, and our table is going to be unstable because it's only going to have two legs? So Amar La, you might not. So she said, well, what can we do now? We already got the leg of the table. So by Rachmi dinishkalinuminach, you got a daven that they should take it away from you. So by Rachmi v'shaklu, they davened and they took it away. Tana gadoloya anes ha'achron yoser min arishon. The second miracle is greater than the first miracle. The gemiri d'mei v'yavi mishkal oshakli. Because typically there's a tradition that while things are given min hashamayim, things are rarely taken back min hashamayim. So what do the three legs represent? So the marsha writes that it's what it says in the Mishnah, in the first parak of Pirkei Avos, Al Shlosh Dvarim Olam Omeid, Al Atara Ve'al Avod Ve'al Gmilus Chasadim. So for those three, Amudei Olam, those who are Zocha, those who are Mamed the world, are Zocha L'Chayel Maba, to have a table that has three legs that represent those three Amudei Olam. So that's the Shlosh Regalim. And the Regal Shalzav that they gave to him was he just davened for it, says the Marsha. So he just took advantage of the Amudat Tfila. So you're going to use the tefillah right now, you're davening for this help right now, here's the amunat tefillah. La'asadava, you're not going to have the amunat tefillah. You're only going to have Torah and Gemilas Chasadim. You're not going to have Avoda, which is tefillah. Rav Chaim V'lajner, in his commentary to Pirkei Avos in Ruach Chaim, says that no, that what they gave him was the amunat of Gemilas Chasadim. Because as we said, that when a tzaddik sometimes has great zuchuyos, he's a conduit for all those zuchuyos to help the rest of the world. But it doesn't help him. And that's the greatest chesed a tzaddik can ever do, that he's helping the rest of the world through his zuchuyos. So if tzaddik is going to help himself through his zuchuyos, then he ceases to do the greatest chesed that he could do, which is allowing his zuchuyos to help everybody else. So since he now is benefiting from his own zuchuyos, he's losing out on the amud of gemilas chasadim. So that's the leg that was given to him in this story. A fifth story of Chanina Mendoza. Chad b'shem shechazel bati davas hatziva. One ben hashmashos of Erev Shabbos, he saw that his daughter was sad. So Amar La Biti, he said to her, my daughter, Lamaya Tzivas, why are you sad? So Amar La, Kli Shal Chometz and Schayel Fli Kli Shal Shabbat V'Dakti Menorah L'Shabbos. I lit Shabbos candles and now I realize that I accidentally put vinegar into my Ner instead of putting oil into my Ner. So I don't know how it's going to last. I need light for Shabbos. Sholem Bayis is Adif. You know, it's important to have Sholem Bayis. It's important to have Ner for Shabbos and it's not going to last. So Amar La Biti, Mayich Balach, why does that bother you? Mi Yishomer L'Shabbat V'Yadok, Hu Yomer L'Chometz V'Yadok. The same Kodesh Baruch Hu that makes oil last can also make shemen light. So Tano Yadol Kol Yom Kulo. In fact, it worked. It stayed lit the whole day. Atchavim Menu Orla Avdala, and then they brought or for Avdala. The first time they needed a fire was when it came time for Avdala. As for Zilberstein, there's a whole discussion. What happens if you have a tzaddik that lights Ner Chanukah and he accidentally uses vinegar and it works? So is he yotzei the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah? Would you say you're not allowed to be nena for Maisa Nisim, and that's a Maisa Nisim? So I don't know how often it happens, but if you have such a shaila, now. Now you know where to look. And Chashuk Echemer, he has a whole discussion about if that happens to you. Rabbi Chinin ben Dosa Havalei Hanuch Izi, a sixth story of Rabbi Chinin ben Dosa. He had certain goats. So Amalei Kamaf Sedan. So his neighbors were telling him, your goats are eating from our fields. You know, they're causing all sorts of trouble. Kamaf Sedan Izeich. The Bach changes it on the side. Amar. So he said, you know, if Kamaf Sedan Nechlinu Duvi, if in fact they are causing this trouble, let bears come and eat them. Rashi translates as wolves. Okay, either bears or wolves. Right? Rashi says Ze'evim Basados, that he translates the word dove as a Ze'ev, which is interesting. So let them be eaten by the kinds of animals that attack. Ve'ilo, and if this is a false accusation against my goats, then Kol Chad V'Chad Tesi Le'urta Duba B'Karnayim. Then the Darkei Ateva should change. Each of these goats should come with a dove in their horns that they're able that they killed, meaning which would be total shinui miderech hateva. Goats don't go and kill whether it's a bear or a wolf. They don't kill either one of those things. It goes the other way around. So they should come in the evening having with their prey. Luurta aisi kol chad v'chad duber kranayu. And that evening, all of his goats came back with the dove in their horns. A seventh maisa havelei ayishiv vasa de kabanya besa v'lo matu kishuri. There was a neighbor that was building a woman in the neighborhood that was building a house, and she ordered beams to help support the roof of her house, and the beams were the wrong size. They didn't reach from one wall to the other. The architect messed up the drawings or whatever, and the beams didn't go from one end to the other. So Asil Kamei, she came to Rabbi Chanin Ben Dosa. What do I do now? So Amalei Benisi Beisiv Lo Kamatu Kishurai. She said to him, I built my house and the beams don't reach. So Amalei Mashimcha. So he said, if I'm going to daven for you, what's your name? Amalei Icho. So she said, my name is Icho. Amar Icho Nimtu Kshurech. That Icho, your beams should reach. Tani Yigiu Ad Shiyotu Amalekan VaAmalekan. The beam expanded. The beams expanded. They stretched till there was an overhang of one Amma on each side. V'yeshomim Snifim Asa'um. And some say that what happened is that they grew, meaning that there was an additional piece that was added at each end that remained stable, that extended an amma on each end of the house, that they were able to support the house. Tanya Plimu Omar Ani Reisi Yosav Bais Hoikrus V'Yotzus Amalekan V'Amalekan. Plimu says, I saw the house, and Taka, the beams did extend one amma overhang on each side. V'Omar Li Baisa Shakira Rabbi Chanin Mendoza B'Tfilaso. And everyone knew this was the house Rabbi Chanin Mendoza caused to extend with his tefila. The Maril writes that someone who stands right next to a chola and davens for him does not have to mention the name of the chola. And he brings a raya from Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu davens for Miriam. All he says is Kelna Rifana La, and he doesn't mention Miriam's name. Now Lechora over here, you see the opposite. Rabbi Chanin ben Dosa is davening for this woman, but before he davens for her, he says, "What's your name?" Oh, Icho is my name. Okay, then he davens for her that the beam should reach. So isn't that against the raya from Moshe Rabbeinu that the Maril brings, that when the chola is right there, you don't need to mention their names? So Ben Yoyada says, no, there's two possibilities. First possibility is that it could be that he was doing the trick of being bodek bishma, that we find that in Chazal sometimes they were able to tell from a person's name. Rabbi Meir was Rabbi Meir Balanes. We find in the Gemara in Yuma that he was bodek bishemos, that what was the fellow's name, the innkeeper, that Kidar Tapuchosheim, I forgot what his name was, but he was able to be medayik from his name what kind of person he is. So maybe that's what Rabbi Chanin ben Dosa was doing. He was trying to be medayik b'shma. He's trying to be medayik in the person's name. The other possibility, says Ben Yoyada, is that there's a difference between when you're davening for a chola and when you're davening for a circumstance that a person is facing in their life. When you're davening for a chola, you don't have to say their name. The person's right there. So you're saying, I'm davening for this person. But when you're davening for a circumstance that they're facing, something to do with their house, it has nothing to do with their body, it has nothing to do with the person that's standing in front of you, it's something that relates to them, then maybe you have to mention their name in order to make it clear what exactly it is that you're davening for. So says Gemara, wait a second, let's go back a story. We said before that Rabbi Chanin ben Dosa had these goats that killed these wolves in order to demonstrate their innocence. Frak the Gemara, Rabbi Chanin ben Dosa, Mehechan Avala Izim, where did Rabbi Chanin ben Dosa get goats from? He didn't even have bread to put, he didn't have dough to put in the oven on Erev Shabbos. He ate a Kav Karuvim, Erev Shabbos, and he owned goats. Why didn't he maybe sell some of those goats and buy food. So how did he have goats? He was terribly poor. And plus, on top of that, it's also to have goats. You're not allowed to be Megadol Bei Medak in Eretz Yisrael. So how did he have goats? So Amar Rav Pinchas, here's the eighth story of Ruchin Mendoza. One time, a person was passing by Ruchin Mendoza's house, and he accidentally dropped some chickens. Ruchin Mendoza's wife had found the Aveda. So he said, let's not eat from these eggs. They don't belong to us. We have to be Shomer Aveda until we find the Baal Aveda and return it. But in the meantime, the chicken was laying eggs, and they had a lot of eggs, and a lot of them hatched, and now they had a lot of Tarnagolim. It's no fun to live by a chicken farm. Remember in Yeshiva and Karen Biavna, where the kibbutz had a chicken farm nearby? It smells, it could be loud. It's not fun to live right next to a chicken farm. So Makron Vakana B'dmeinizim. So they say, you know what, let's sell the chickens and we'll buy some goats. So they bought goats instead with the, 100 chickens. You can get a goat or something like that. So they, I don't know what the exchange rate is exactly, but it's much easier to take care of the goats than to take care of the chickens. One time the fellow who lost the Tarnagolim was walking by that area, and he said to his chaver, oh, this is where I lost my Tarnagolim. Shamar Rabbi Chanina heard it, and he said, Amalo, yesh lo chabem simin? Do you have a simin on the Tarnagolim? Amalo, hey, he said, yeah. Nasalo simin, he gave him the simin, v'natalo season. And he said, well, here are your chickens. And he gave him back all the goats, because the goats had turned to chickens, because they had so much bracha under Rabbi Chanina Mendoza's watch. And those were the goats that the neighbors were complaining about that were eating from their fields, and that ultimately proved their innocence by bringing the wolves in their horns. So that's the end of the stories of Rabbi Chanina Mendoza. Now says Rabbi Lazar ben Pedas techikla mil satuva. Rabbi Lazar ben Pedas had a very difficult parnasa. He had a very hard time with parnasa. Avin mil savalavale midi lemitam, to the extent that he did bloodletting and he had nothing. Nothing to eat. Shakal brought the tumah. They used to do bloodletting all the time. Bloodletting was not considered a violation from being chovel ba'atzmo, because it was for therapeutic reasons, right? That's what a Moshe brings a raya when someone asks a Moshe if you're allowed to donate blood, are you allowed to give blood? So Rav Moshe said that it can't, meaning because after all you're being chaval in yourself. So he said it can't be, you can't call something chavala when it was done as a therapy, even if we don't understand why it's therapeutic. But if something that Chazal did as therapeutic, then that can't be called chavala unless we know it to be dangerous, and it's not dangerous. So you can't call that a chavala, and therefore it's mutter. Someone just emailed me the other day, are you allowed to get tested for antibodies? So I said, I don't understand the shayla. Like, what are you asking? Are you allowed to get tested for antibodies? I said, because they're going to take a blood test. So it's chavala. They're taking blood out of you, and for no reason. You could just be a little more careful. What do you need to know if you have antibodies or not? I found that to be a little bit odd. First, it's not a chavala. I'm sure it's not a chavala. And even so, there's a purpose over here in order that you should be able to know if you have. I don't know what exactly you find, you know, and how reliable or whatever. But let's assume that that information is very not a doctor. But let's assume that, and doctors don't seem to know either. But let's assume that information is reliable. So good. So you have information that's able to help you understand how to live your life. So anyway, so he didn't have anything to eat. So Shakal brought the tuma v'shayid pume. So after bloodletting, if you ever donate blood, after they give you a donut or something. They give you some orange juice, right? They give you something to eat. It's important to eat something after blood is taken out of your body. So he didn't have anything. So he took like a root of garlic and he stuck it in his mouth. Chalash libe v'nim. So he got very weak from that and he fell asleep. The Rabban went to see how he was doing. They saw that he was crying in his sleep and he was smiling in his sleep. And there was like a fire coming out of his forehead. When he woke up, they said, we'd love to know what your dream was. Why were you crying? Why were you laughing? What was going on? I was sleeping there and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was sitting with me in my dream. And I said to Hashem, how long am I going to live b'tzar? Do you want me to turn the whole world back to the way it was? was for, to start everything from Tov Vavo, and then maybe in the next go around, you'll be born in a mazel of mizonos. You'll be born with a mazel that things will work out for you. Sarmi lekamei kulei hai ve'efshar. If you redo the whole world, even then it's only an efshar that I might be born with a better mazel. Sarmi lei dechayit ve'yo dechayana. He says, I have another question for you, Ribbono Shel Olam. I've lived X number of years so far. Am I more than halfway there? Have I lived longer, or do I have longer to live still in my life? Sarmi lei dechayis. You're more than the halfway point. So you're past the 50-yard line. Sarmi lekamei imkein lo be'ina. Then it's not worth it. I've already made it most of the way through. You don't need to redo the whole world and see if I'll make it. Sarmi b'hai yigra darmet lo be'ina. Yevnoch li'al medasi. Tlisri naharvasa demashcha parsimon dachyon kiparas v'diglos deman gespuhu. That in the schar of saying that you don't want me to turn the whole world back and redo everything again, in the Olam Emes, you're going to get 13 rivers of a parsimon of pure a parsimon oil, like and the rivers are going to be huge rivers like paras and diglos, and you're going to be able to enjoy those rivers. So that's where the smile came from. Sami the kamei hai v'sulo. So he said to the Rosh, that's it, that's all I get, it's 13 rivers. So Amar Li, Hashem said back to him, if I give you more than that, what's going to be left for your friends? So Amar Li, v'anami gavr d'lesebina. What do you mean? You're Hashem. You could give as much of anything as you want. There are no limits on what you can give. I'm not asking someone who has limited resources. Machyan ba'askotla aputoi. And then he smacked him with something on his forehead, and that's where the fire came from. V'amali lazer bri giri b'chiri. And he said a lashon of some sort of lashon of chedva, some of joy, or you know, like that he enjoyed the conversation with him. So that's where the fire on the forehead came from, was from that part of the conversation. So the crying was probably because he was going to die soon, and or he was going to die sooner than when he was born. The laughing was probably because he found out what he was going to get, that he was going to get all these wonderful rivers, and the fire in his forehead came from that. You know, there's a discussion in the poskim, there's such a halacha called an isha katlanis. A woman is married to two men, and they both die, meaning consecutively. The husband dies, she gets remarried, and the husband dies again. So the halacha is we paskin l'chumra that betrays imni avi chazaka. That two times is already a chazaka. She's an isha katlanis. She's not allowed to get married anymore. You have to assume that it's her mazel that's killing her husband's. We paskin that way l'chumra. So the poskim discuss what happens if. Husband dies with a misa that's not a natural misa, not because of choli, where you can't say that she's the one that caused the choli, and the husband is an avarian. Do you say that it's more mistaver that it's not her mazel? The guy's a mechal Shabbos. The guy's an avarian. It's probably his mazel that did it to him that caused him to die. So would you say such a thing? So there's a tshuva in the Beis Shlomo where he says that if the husband's an avarian, it's more mistaver to be Tola in his mazel than in her mazel. In fact, in the Minchas Pitim in Evin Ezer Siman Tes, he's mochiach from the Ramban that by Erva Onan, why didn't Tamar become a katlanis? Her husband's died. So Elamite, they were doing terrible things. So it's more mistabra that they died because they were doing terrible things. So based on that, Rav Breish has a tshuva in Chelkas Yaakov in Evin Ezer Siman Lamed Hey Osei about a woman who lost two husbands. One of them died in a car crash, and the other one died in an airplane crash, and that's pretty you think that doesn't happen every day. And he said but they lived in Argentina, and it was Karov Levada. Anyone who lived in Argentina in those days is Michal Shabbos, so you could be told that it's their mazel, not her mazel. She's not an aguna, she's allowed to get remarried. So in the Tshuvas Divrei Chaim, he says in the Tshuva to the Beis Shlomo that you cannot be somich on a svara to save a woman from being katlanis that the husband was a Russia, so probably he died from his mazel. And he says because a lot of times your tzidkus and rishos doesn't determine your lot in life. And it brings a raya, tiny stuff chavhei, that here you have a tzaddik gamur, and yet it's all because he was born in a mazel. What does Kadosh Baruch Hu say? That maybe if I redo the whole world, you'll be born in a mazel, then now you'll be able to have some parnasa. Efshar, then now you'll be able to have some parnasa. He's a tzaddik gamur, and yet still then the mazel could be what it is. So it's not always about the tzid. We do believe in schar va'onesh. It's all going to even out in the Olam HaEmes. But based on whether a person is an Avarian or a Tzaddik is not going to determine his mazel. The mazel can overpower the Tzidkos and whether the person is an Avarian. So that's what the Divrei Chaim brings in a Raya in his Tshuva to the Beis Shlomo. Okay, Vaitu and Gemara, second very wide line. Rabbi Chaim bar Chanina gozer tainis of lo samitra. Rabbi Chaim bar Chanina was gozer tainis, didn't work, it didn't rain. So Amaleva, Rabbi Shubat Levi gozer tainis of lo samitra. They said, you know, Rabbi Shubat Levi used to be gozer tainis and it would rain right away. What's wrong with you? Samalu, ha'ana, habar Levi. Yeah, because he was a bigger tzaddik than me. What do you want from me? Samalei, dinesi v'nechavin daitin, efshad tavri tzibur libayu da'asa mitra. Let's get together and have kavana in our tefillah, and maybe the tzibur's heart will break, and that will cause it to rain. So, bar rachmiv la'asa mitra. They daven, it didn't rain. Amalu, nichalu chushiyav matar b'shvilenu. Do you want the rain to come? So the tzaddikim of the generation said, do you want the rain to come in our zuchus, instead of in the zuchus of the tzibur? Samalei, hey. They said, yeah, we'll take it however it can come. So Rakia, Rakia, Kasi Panecha. So right away, Davin, heavens, let your face be covered with clouds. Lo ichsi, it didn't work. So Kama Azim Pnei Rakia. How stubborn are the face of the Rakia? So ichsi v'asamitra. That was enough when they said Kama Azim Pnei Rakia. So it was covered with clouds and it started to rain. Levi Gozatani saw a second story about fasting for rain. Levi was Gozatani, it's v'asamitra, and it didn't rain. Amar l'fan of Ribon Shalom, Melisa v'shafta b'mar, meinat merakam el benecha. You're up there sitting on your kisei kavod, and you have your rachmanis and your children. Also, mitra, it started to rain. The itva, but Levi became crippled. So Amar Ablazer, liolam al yitiach adam dvarm klape mela. A person shouldn't speak with chutzpah toward the Ribbono Shalom. She adam gadol yitiach dvarm klape mela. The itva, because look what happened to Levi. He was matiach dvarm klape mela, and he lost the ability to walk. Umanu Levi, the adam gadol we're talking about is Levi. It's practically Gemara v'hagarmalei. Is that really what caused Levi to lose his ability to walk? V'Levi ach. The Gemara Masechta Sukkah tells us that when we talk about the Simchas Beis HaShoeva and they used to practice Kida, so Levi demonstrated what Kida was, and essentially he was doing a headstand on his face, and that caused him to have a severe spinal cord injury, and that's why he was unable to walk anymore. So isn't that why Levi was unable to walk? Not because he was Hitiach Dvarim Klapei Maila? Says Mar Havaha Garmalei. No, they both caused that to happen, which Pashtus means that one is the Avera for which he was left vulnerable for this, and the other is how it happened, B'derech HaTeva, by being Matiach Dvarim Klapei Maila, that left him vulnerable to suffering from a bad fate, and the time that it happened was when he was doing something dangerous. So the way it physically happened in this world was when he was doing a headstand on his face. Rabbi Chiya bar Lulaini, Shaminu Lahanach Anani Deka'amri Nesu V'nismaya Ba'amunu Moav. He heard clouds talking to each other, and they were saying, let's go bring rain onto Amunu Moav. So the clouds were over Eretz Yisrael, and they were saying, let's get out of here. Let's go to Amunu Moav and make it rain there by Amunu Moav. So he wasn't happy about that. So Amar Lefan of Ribbono Shalom, Kinsat the Torah Leamcha Yisrael, Chazat Al Kol Mosom Lo Kiblua. When you were giving the Torah to all of to Klal Yisrael, you went to all the other nations to ask if they wanted the Torah, and none of them wanted it. V'achshav Atanosin and Matar, and now you're going to give rain to the other nations. So Shaduacha, let it rain over here. So Shadua Aduchtayim. So they instead rained. The clouds brought down rain right where they were in our. So Agav the Maisa with Rabbi Chiya bar Lulaini that he brought rain down in his tefillah. The Gemara brings another drasha from Rabbi Chiya bar Lulaini. Darsha Rabbi Chiya bar Lulaini, Ma'idchsiv Tzadik HaTomer Yifrach, and then Ke'erez Balvon Yishke. If Nemer Tomer, Lama Nemer Erez. If a Tzadik is like a Tamar, then why is he like an Erez? If Nemer Erez, Lama Nemer Tamar. In what way is he like an Erez? In what way is he like a Tamar? So Ilu Nemer Tomer, Lama Nemer Erez. He see Omer. If it only would have compared a Tzadik to a Tamar, I would have said Ma Tamar Ein Giz. That just like a tamar doesn't grow back after it's cut down, so af tzaddik chas v'shalom ein gizol machlif. That you would say the same thing about a tzaddik, that he's not going to get up at tchias ameisim, and that would be a terrible thing to say. L'kach nemar eres. That's why we say that a tzaddik is like an eres balvanon that will be gizol machlif. Ilu nemar eres lo nemar tamar. If it would have said eres and not tamar, yisi omer ma eres ein osaperos af tzaddik chas v'shalom ein osaperos. Just like an eres doesn't produce fruit, a tzaddik also doesn't produce fruit. L'kach nemar tamar. That's Tell you that it has the best of both. Ve'erez gizo machlif. Wait a second. Is an erez something that regenerates? Va'atanya. Doesn't the Brisa tell us? Halkeach ilan mechavero. Lokutz. If you buy the right to cut down the wood from a tree that belongs to your friend, magbiyam and akar katefach. You need to leave a tefach of tree above ground so that it could regrow. And then mekotzeitz. And then you cut down whatever's above a tefach. Besadna shikma shnei tefachim. If it's a sadna shikma, you need to leave two tefachim in order to guarantee that it will regrow. Bebsulas hashmika. If it's a basulas hashikma shlosha tvachim, bekanim ubekfanim minapkakul lemaila. If you're buying kanim or gefanim, you need to leave from the knot in the trunk and above in order for it to regrow. Bidukalim ubaarazim. This is why we're mentioning this whole thing. Arazim chafer lematu maishrish. You can uproot the whole tree lefishen gizamachl because it's not going to regrow anyway. So you see from here that an eres tree does not regrow. So says marach meyaskin and b'shar mine arazim. That's by other arazim. That's the ein gizo machlif. But there are lots of types of arazim. So kedrab baruhuna dam rab baruhuna asor mina arazim. Shneimar etin b'midbar erez shita v'hadas v'gomer. It has a whole list of mina arazim. So Yerushalmi daf chav gimel adds three more that the pasuk doesn't mention. There was a story with Rabbi Lazar that he was gozer 13 tainios al tzibur v'loyoduk shem and it didn't rain. Ba'achrona hischilu tzibur lotzeis. At the end, the tzibur started leaving shul. Amalem tekantem kvarim latzvchem. He said to them, "I hope you dug graves for yourselves because it's not raining. We're stuck. So go kolam v'bchia." So that caused everyone to get very emotional. And they cried v'yarduk shemim. Even when the shari tefila are ninalu, the shari dima are not ninalu. So crying helps. Shuv Maisa Rabbi Lazar, another story of the Rabbi Lazar. This is the fifth story of it not raining. Shar Lefnei Ateva, Va'amar Esrim Arba Brachos. He davened and he said 24 brachos. V'lo nen, and he wasn't answered. Rabbi Akiva Achrav. Rabbi Akiva then davened. V'amar Avinu Malkeinu Elan Melech Halato. Avinu Malkeinu Leman Charachem Aleinu. V'yardu B'shav. He said Avinu Malkeinu and it started to rain. Havamarani Rabbanan. The Rabbanan were mocking and he said that Rabbi Eliezer that he wasn't answered and Rabbi Akiva was answered. Yatsa Baskel V'yamru, so Baskel came out and said, "Lomnei Shazeh Gadol Mizeh." It's not because Rabbi Akiva is greater than Rabbi Lazar. El Shazeh Mavrel Midosav V'zeino Mavrel Midosav. It's that Rabbi Akiva is not naturally inclined to observe all the mitzvos, and he has to break his midos in order to be on that madrega. Whereas Rabbi Eliezer comes much more naturally to him to be on that madrega. But you see, what was the tefillah that Rabbi Akiva said that worked? It was the tefillah of Avinu Malkeinu, and this is the basis of the Beis Yosef quotes from the Kolbo based on this Gemara that the power of Avinu Malkeinu that when they saw that it worked, they started adding extra bakashos and tachnunim in that format of Avinu Malkeinu, and they were kaveh dafka to use it in Aseres Yimei Tshuva. And that's quoted in the Ramban Sim Tavkuf Pei Dalet. That's where Avinu Malkeinu. That's why we say Avinu Malkeinu during in times of desperation, in times of Aseres Yimei Tshuva. That's why during Corona, Rav Shechter told us that we should say Avinu Malkeinu every day. That's what it's for. It's for desperate times. You say Avinu Malkeinu. Tanu Rabbanan. I must say Yigshom Yardim Atzim Poskim Tanisam. How much rain does it have to happen? Have to come in order for us to stop fasting. Kimlo Berech HaMacharisha. When the ground gets saturated to the depth of where the plow goes into the ground. Divra Meir. V'cham Romim B'charava Tefach. B'chareva Tefach. If it was dry ground and it gets saturated up until the Tefach of deep, that's a lot of rain and you could stop fasting. B'beninus, if it's somewhat moist ground, Tefachayim, then if it saturates two Tefachim of ground. Ba'avuda, if it's already plowed ground, Shlosha Tefachim, where it's easier for the water to penetrate, then it's three Tefachim deep. Tanya B'shim Eloz Romim. In the if a tefach saturates of rain goes into if rain saturates the ground, the tefach deep, then you know the tahom has gone up three tefachim in that time of water coming up. But didn't we learn that it's two tefachim, that the ratio is one tefach down to two tefachim up? So lo kasha kan b'avuda kan b'shein avuda. It depends if the ground was avuda. If the ground was avuda, so then the rain saturates it much more quickly. So then one, if it's one tefach deep, then it's only coming up two tefachim from the depths. But if it was eina avuda, then by the time it gets one tefach of rain into the depth of the ground, you can have three tefachim coming up from the tome. Amar Rav Lazar, k'shemenaskin esamayim b'chag, when we do nis chamayim at sukkos, tome amar lechavero, the depths say to the other depths of the Mayim Elyonim and the Mayim Tachtonim talk to each other and they say Abba Mimecha Kol Shnei Reim Ani Shomea, that that you hear the sounds of our two friends, the Nisach HaMayim and the Nisach HaYayin. Shemar Tom El Tom Kori Lukol Tzinarecha Amar Abeli Dichazi Lihai Ridya. I saw that Malach was Mamun Al Geshamim. Ridya is a Malach on rain. Dami Leigla Tilta, he's like an eye, he looks like an animal, a third-born calf, who pierces a fase, and his lips were cracked. V'kaima bein toma tatol toma ilah, and he stood in between the shamayim and the ocean. L'toma ilah amalei, and he would tell the heavens, chashok me'mecha, throw some water down on the ground. L'toma tata amalei, abba me'mecha, that he should have the water should rise up. Shenemar nitzanim niru va'aretz. Hayim asanim v'yardu g'sham kodim ha'netzacham. If they were fasting and it rained before Netzacham, Tan Rabbanim Masanu Yodlam Gsham Kodim Netzacham Lo Yashlimu. If it rained before Netzacham, you don't have to finish the fast. But Lachar Netzacham Yashlimu Divrei Meir Rabbi Yehuda Omer Kodim Chatzos Lo Yashlimu Lach Chatzos Yashlimu. Netzacham is not the cutoff point. Chatzos is the cutoff point because most people don't eat till Chatzos anyway. So it's only nicker that you had a fast if Chatzos passed. Rabbi Yosi Omer Kodim Teishashos Lo Yashlimu Lach Teishashos Yashlimu. That since some Malachim don't eat until 9 hours into the day, for some people it's only nicker that the fast started once you're ready 9 hours into the day. That we find when Achav had to fast, he said when he was doing tshuva, he fasted only starting 9 hours into the day because that would be his normal time to eat. Okay, we didn't get quite where I wanted to get, but Be'ez Hashem, we'll pick up with Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya, Gazer Ta'anisa tomorrow, and that's when we'll finish the parak and Be'ez Hashem move on to the next parak. Have a great day, everyone.
Thank you.